Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making headlines around the world. Hey, Matt.
G'day, Fran. It has become quite difficult recently to figure out exactly who is dead and who is alive in North Korea. There are stories periodically about prominent North Koreans close to leader Kim Jong-un being executed, from pop stars to generals to family members to diplomats. 2 weeks ago, there were reports in South Korean news outlet Chosun Ilbo that were picked up around the world that Kim Jong-un had ordered the execution of a number of diplomats who had been involved in setting up his failed summit with US President Donald Trump in Hanoi, Vietnam. Then last week, North Korean state media showed video of one of the diplomats who had been reported executed standing by the side of Kim Jong-un at the opening ceremony of the North Korean Mass Games. That same night, at that same event, pop star Hyun Sung-wol, who became famous for a propaganda song called Excellent Horse-Like Lady, was also by Kim's side. Chosun Ilbo had reported that she had been executed in 2013 by firing squad on Kim's orders for making a sex tape. So it appears in the cases of some North Korean figures, reports of their death have been greatly exaggerated, but not in the case of Chairman Kim's older half-brother Kim Jong-nam. He was killed just over 2 years ago at Kuala Lumpur Airport in Malaysia by an Indonesian woman and a Vietnamese woman who have been tricked into spraying the nerve agent VX onto Kim Jong-nam's face by a couple of agents at the airport. Responsibility for that murder has been laid directly at the feet of Kim Jong-un. And yesterday, the Wall Street Journal reported on what may have been the motive for the murder. They said Kim Jong-nam had been an informant for the CIA. The journal cited an unnamed person knowledgeable about the matter for the report and said many details of Kim Jong-nam's relationship with the CIA remained unclear. The journal reported the person as saying that there was a nexus between the CIA and Kim. The journal says that former officials also said Kim had been almost certainly in contact with security services of other countries, particularly China's. So what does this mean for the US-North Korea relationship if Kim Jong-un ordered the murder of a CIA asset? Well, US President Donald Trump was asked about this overnight.
So I see that, and I just received a beautiful letter from Kim Jong-un, and I think the relationship is very well, but I appreciated the letter. I saw the information about the CIA with respect to his brother or half-brother, and I would tell him that would not happen under my auspices, that's for sure. I wouldn't let that happen under my auspices. But I just received a beautiful letter from Kim Jong-un. I can't show you the letter, obviously, but it was a very personal, very warm, very nice letter. I appreciate it. And I'll say it again. I think that North Korea has tremendous potential, and he'll be there. I think that North Korea, under his leadership, but North Korea, because of what it represents, the people are great. The land is great. The location is incredible between Russia, China, and South Korea. I think North Korea has tremendous potential. And the one that feels that more than anybody is Kim Jong-un. He gets it.
So Donald Trump says he promises that something like that wouldn't happen under his leadership because he wouldn't let the CIA use a Kim family member as an asset, essentially saying that it is the CIA who are in the wrong here, not North Korea. This falls into a pattern of President Trump taking the word of foreign autocratic leaders over his own intelligence agencies, including Kim Jong-un, the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Fran.
Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers, Fran.
Matt Bevan.